FM 89.9 KMOJ, looking at 35 minutes after the hour. 5 o'clock within the Twin Cities. Walter Q-Bear Banks Jr. got you on the afternoon drive and trying to help you get through some of this traffic, because I'm letting you know it's out there. It is definitely out there. And ladies and gentlemen, on the phone line, I got Dominique Jones, and I'd like to definitely say good early afternoon to you, and glad to know that you're back in the city.
Thank you. I am not in the city. I'm in Texas.
See, there we go. Traveling. I am not mad at you, but ladies and gentlemen, I know this young lady, and she definitely be traveling and handling the business, and I'm loving it. For the listening audience, just give us a little bit about yourself when it comes to that you do, because you're representing PIPCLT, and what exactly does that mean?
Yeah, so I am the executive director, CEO, and founder of Partnership in Property Commercial Land Trust, and we are a commercial land trust model that was incubated from the City of Lakes Community Land Trust. And so what we do is we take commercial properties off the speculative market and preserve it for BIPOC, Black and Brown business owners, so that they can sustain their business in the communities that they want to operate their business out of. And we make it affordable through what's called a community ownership of land model.
So now when it comes to being a part of PIPCLT, what got you into this area of that particular space? Because I know you, and I know been knowing you for some years, and you got a lot of different talents and a lot of different directions. And so what brought you down this route?
Yeah, so I'm an entrepreneur, and I used to work with MITA, helping BIPOC businesses to grow and scale their businesses to become multi-million-dollar businesses, and I enjoyed doing that. But then I also seen that there was a need to help BIPOC businesses to have access to affordable commercial real estate. I was one of those where I had real estate within the Mall of America, and it cost a fortune. And I've seen that a lot in neighborhoods that are gentrifying, and so wanted to assist in that way. And that's when I started the commercial land trust model.
Okay. And I know that you guys are having a big event that's going to take place on April the 11th. And give us some insight about exactly what it is, because like I say, you're in a lot of different areas, but you take up space and handle the business. So what's the business?
Well, we want to raise awareness for this model. It's a very innovative, unique model in the country. And so we're doing that through our very first annual fundraiser event. This fundraiser is called Feeding Prosperity, and it's on April 11th at 5:30 p.m. at the Mosaic Venue in downtown Minneapolis.
And so who are you?
Proceeds will be used to support this mission model, combating displacement and breaking down barriers to commercial real estate ownership in BIPOC communities.
And so who are you looking to see to come to it? Because when you're talking about the BIPOC community and you're talking about finances and you're talking about spaces and places and structures, who's all invited? Let me just say that. Who's all invited?
So all are welcome, but we're really trying to engage communities that really support commercial development, that support BIPOC people owning commercial real estate specifically, and who support economic development in our communities of color.
And so even beyond that, if one's listening right now and they want to be a part of, or they want to find out more information, is there a website? Is there a phone number? How can they get in contact?
Yes. So if you want to find out more information about the fundraiser event, please visit www.pipclt.org/fundraiser, or you can email info@pipclt.org. So that's pipclt.org.
Now, you know I'm going to say that one more time, but a little slower.
Yep. www.pipclt.org/fundraiser, or you can email info@pipclt.org.
And if by chance I missed a question or two, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, we are trying to expand and scale the commercial land trust model. We want to raise more funding to continue supporting local BIPOC small business owners' access to affordable commercial real estate, as well as share our expertise to other cities and help more communities throughout the country even to implement this type of model. So this is a big deal.
And you are a big deal. I'm telling you, because the conversation we had before we got started, you know, I know you a big deal. So keep handling the business and keep going forward and doing what you're doing. All right.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
No doubt. Appreciate you as well. It's FM 89.9 KMOJ, 41 minutes after the hour, 5 o'clock within the Twin Cities. Y'all keep it right where it's at, where the listening is definitely good. Chris Brown talking about Under the Influence on KMOJ.